It's Drake May. Speaking from the Harrow School in England. It's Christian R. Candy, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons. Why should you root for us? He says, well, New England. Good answer.
Pretty
Does
good
he
answer.
Know how that came about, though?
I think if he did, well...
I mean, he should. He's a smart
I would
kid.
Imagine that he does. I would imagine he probably learned that in school. And I think that, in general, whether you'd care about that type of thing or not, it was a long time ago. Some of us still hold that grudge. But it seems like... I don't know. Are the Patriots popular there? Like, it seems like
yes,
they are. When Brady
very.
And Gronk and all that, like, whenever they went international, they were such a famous team. They were just such big names. Brady dating Giselle and then marrying Giselle. Like, that was such an international thing that he sort of achieved that Ronaldo, you know, type mm-hmm. of celebrity. And I think that that got people into the Patriots for sure. I don't know if it's still quite as fervent maybe as it was back then. I don't know if they're that much into actual American football or the team or sort of anything else. But when Brady was here, a lot of people were interested for sure.
Absolutely. No, they have the UK Patriots or UK Pats fan club is huge over there. And the Patriots' success obviously coincided with sort of the growth of games in Europe and
yeah.
at Wembley, and they were at the forefront of that. They even had some popular players in NFL Europe, which predated the Wembley games. Rohan Davey, the quarterback, won
right.
the MVP 1 year. Scott McCreery, it's not McCreery, that's a country singer. Scott McCreery, I believe, was like an English-born wide receiver who played for them over there and had a cup of coffee in like preseason games with the actual Patriots over here. So they, they have a pretty good fan base in England, which they should. I mean, they came about at the right time, but there is this explosion. And the one thing May was wrong about, they're undefeated in England. They're not undefeated in international games because obviously Germany was international.
Yes, that was not in America, and they got the crap kicked out of them. And yes, so they're not undefeated in that sense. You're right. They haven't lost a game in England yet. They haven't lost many games ever to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I heard in Keefe's Keys they're like 12-2 all time against the Jaguars. But I tend to throw all that stuff out the window. I feel like that's all very much irrelevant to what's going on now. The Patriots are so new. And it just makes everything that you thought you knew about what the Patriots always do or who they always beat or who they always have a favorable matchup when they play at this or whatever. I feel like that's all gone. Like that doesn't register with me anymore. And I wonder if that's something that carries over even with some of the guys like who's even left. Andrews is out. Bentley's out. There's not a lot of other guys on the roster who even ever played with Tom Brady. Cardona, he's out. Like
Wise.
All these Wise, yeah, I guess Wise is one of the only ones. But
John
really,
Jones.
There's not a lot of carryover. There's not a lot of connections really to the heyday of the Patriots when all that stuff was stuff you were ready to cite off the tip of your tongue because you knew it so quickly. Oh yeah, we never lose to the Jets. We never lose on the road. We've never lost in England. We never lose to Jacksonville. Like whatever it is. That's all very much, it seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does, because the more you say that, the more I was thinking, like, remember, like, the Patriots record after a loss is
right.
1,000,000,001, whatever. Like, throw all those out. They lose every game now. They've won one game at Gillette Stadium in 2 years. All of those records, which is funny, because they had to make up for some of the 80s and 90s. Because I remember early in the dynasty, you'd be like, oh, the Dolphins game. Wow, you know, the Dolphins won X number straight right. from 1983 to whatever. And then everything went the other way. Patriots won everything straight. Bills, Dolphins, Jets, they dominated the division. They beat everybody everywhere. Now you can throw those out because Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and everybody with every tie to the dynasty not named Kraft is gone.
Yep, they're all gone. That was why Drake May thinks they should root for the Pats because they're New England. Are you rooting for the Pats to win this game? And that's a question I pose to you, Andy, and to the people out there at 617-779-7937. Do you even care if they win? Are you rooting for them to win? I am. I think a win here would be good for this team. It'd be good for Drake May, and it may have something to do with their draft position. Maybe it won't, but this is a team that they should beat. This is a team that I think is in the worst position than they are right now, and it's an international game, which you know matters to the owner and you know matters to all those type of people. I think a win here would be a significant win for them, and if it's the last win they have all season long, I'd still think that, and that's kind of where I am. I think they're at a point right now, early in Drake May's development, where they see a team on the schedule that they have to feel like they can beat. They have to. Maybe they didn't think they could beat Houston. I'd imagine going into that game, they were thinking, you know, this is going to be a tough one for us. They think they can beat this Jaguars team. Losing to them losing to them now in this setting, I think wouldn't be the end of the world by any means, and I don't think they need this win more than Jacksonville either, Andy, but I do want to see them win. I am rooting for a win here. I think it would be good for them.
They absolutely can win this game. There is no doubt in my mind they can win this game, and I don't even think they probably have to play their best game to win this game. I mean, this could just be two bad teams, competitive. It's in the fourth quarter. Somebody makes a play. Somebody makes a mistake. It sways the game. I'm still of the belief I'd rather have the higher pick. I can tell you, continue to get pushback because people don't understand my poll from the other day. They don't understand what I'm saying. I want them to lose. I don't want them to not try. I want every one of them to try. I also don't think people realize there is definitely a difference between the first pick, the third pick, the seventh pick. You know, this idea like, either way, we'll get a top 10 pick. Well, that is not as valuable. That is, there's a dramatic difference generally every year somewhere in the top 10. There may be three quarterbacks like there were last year, and then there's a drop-off. Or there may be five can't-miss prospects that we're talking about, and we don't know that yet. Already it's swapped. My Will Campbell thing and the Indy Hart plan, get rid of it. It's Banks. It's the kid out of Texas. He's the one now who's going to be the best tackle. Slide him into the Andy Hart plan. He hasn't given up a single sack all year, and obviously he's on the number one team in the country, so I like it. Although his right tackle, stop me if you've heard this before, his right tackle's also really good, and maybe he could play left tackle in the NFL.
Wow, that could probably work. I mean, no one's ever tried it before.
Yeah. So don't let Elliot Wolf catch wind of that. But no, I think my dream scenario now for this game is like 45-42 loss. They kick a game-winning field goal, the Jags, with like 3 seconds left, but Drake May was on fire, throws for four touchdowns. He could join. Remember that list last week that was not very impressive other than Dan Marino?
The three touchdown debuts? Yes.
He can join Dan Marino, just Dan Marino, as the only two to throw three touchdown passes in each of their first two NFL starts. So that I would like to see. Three touchdown passes, but a three-point loss, a shootout, 45-42.
You're telling me Brock Osweiler didn't also do that, or whoever else was on that list? All those other scrubs.
Marcus Mariota.
Mariota and those guys.
Who was that other random, like, Bill Murray or something guy?
I know, there
like
was
the
guys, some odd names out there. Yeah, DJ something, there was a bunch of weird names I didn't recognize in most of them. But yeah, I did recognize Dan Marino for sure. 45-42 game, I mean, yeah, and Jenna, I'd like that for the offense.
It'd be fun.
Giving up 45 points to that offense for the defense?
It doesn't.
That doesn't happen this year. That is not something that happens. That Jacksonville defense gives up that type of numbers. And if the Patriots become like the Jacksonville defense, then you've got a lot of work to do again this offseason, not just putting stuff around Drake May. You're going to have to rebuild this defense, too. Because I got news for you. That's part of the reason why I was so down on Monday, is because watching this defense week in and week out, they've taken such a significant step back that it's really hard to sort of look at this offseason, or not even just this one offseason, but the entire rebuild of this team, and think, yeah, you can get this all done in one draft, one free agent class. Like, you got to get that defense back together too. And that, I know there's injuries, but I don't think it's just that. They didn't look great when they were all playing. So I'm a little down on that whole thing too. But hey, listen, 42 points for the offense would be something to celebrate for sure.
That would be exciting. That would continue the evolution. That would put some more of those recruitment videos I've been talking about on social media, I bet. And as far as the defense goes, you bring that up. I agree. The continued sort of teardown of the defense would not be ideal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely would not be ideal. And the injuries are a factor, but we don't know if we're getting Jabril Peppers back soon, ever.
At all.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I would not use a Sharpie to put him on the depth chart for the 2025 Patriots by any means. I don't think you can. And I would say the same thing about, do we know what Christian Barmore's status is? I know we got a uptick of positive talk from Gerard Mayo, but his mother's screaming he's on blood thinners when he's getting approached by police officers.
Right.
So he can't be taken out of his vehicle, but I'm to believe he's soon going to be banging heads on an NFL football field.
I think he could have been taken out of his vehicle. I think that was, you know.
Maybe. But like that just, Bentley, I think, will be back, right? Bentley's going to have surgery. He's going to rehab, yes. And Bentley will be back in the middle of your defense next year. So you can put that in stone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the other two are not sure things. And then you're going to lose some guys, too, along the way. Like, I don't know if John Jones is going to be back. For all I know, you unload him at the trade deadline for something, and then you're looking for a corner. So this and coaching. I would go first back to coaching. Like, you're not going to replace Belichick and Belichick. They're not walking back through that door. And DeMarcus Covington has some questions to answer as to how he's done coaching up the talent he does have and how he's put a unit out there. A what? Unit. That hasn't been that good, and has given up too many big plays both in the passing game and the run game, which was sort of the cardinal sin of old Belichick defenses, right? GTFB, the one thing you could make them bend, we won't break, like make them go 10 plays down the field because they'll screw up sooner or later, not 50-yard runs and 80-yard pass plays, and that's been a problem for this team.
Yeah, it has been, and it hasn't just been, oh, some one guy got beat. It's like broken defenses. Guys just not even covering that side of the field, you know, like running right past them into open pastures.
Yep.
And the other thing with the runs, I mean, generally, those long runs, they get hit at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield sometimes even and just roll off these tacklers and keep it moving. And that's been going on all season long. That's a big problem. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your phone calls. And these baseball playoffs have been awesome. And
I was wondering if you were going to say it the same way you wrote it.
I am not going to say it that way. I would get kicked off the air. We'd all get fired, and they'd have to get a new host one and two if I had said it that way. But I've been really enjoying these playoffs. Last night was awesome. We'll get to all that with your phone calls next.